Today on the Travel Guys, breaking news. We have the link to a Broadway Christmas concert, which starts 1 hour from now, and we'll be sharing it for you with you next.
In the travel news, looks like Congress is demanding a doctor on board all cruise ships and video cameras in all public places on board. Plus, we answer the question, is Disney World adding digital masks to ride photos to sell more pictures and look better to the public? Details next in the news.
In our Smarter Traveler segment at 3:20, we offer a solution for those expensive one-way car rentals and offer a suggestion or two on how to handle an unmasked seatmate on an airplane.
At 3:35, we have an update on the Trans-Siberian Orchestra's online Christmas show and how your viewing purchase can benefit local public television.
Is it ethical to promote and sell travel during a pandemic? Our friend Chris Elliott answers that question coming up at 3:40.
And then Gwen Duncan offers her thoughts on that and other subjects, the travel advisor's point of view, at 3:50.
Lots of information to make you a smarter traveler as post-pandemic travel plans start to take shape. Exclusively live right here with the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
Look to Alaska. I go north to Russia's own.
With the show.
Hey there, my friends. Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano with you here on a drizzly Sunday afternoon, enjoying the rain. It's another Travel Guys program brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Right at the top, we want to let folks know that we've been having a little bit of some issues with TravelGuysRadio.com, where we always put links to everything. So today, keep a pencil handy. We've got a couple of important websites that we're going to give you until the old TravelGuysRadio.com is working like it should. We don't want you to miss, particularly that Broadway Christmas concert, which is coming up after our program today. Huh, Mark?
Right. The website thing appears to be a broader situation affecting more than just our website. But hopefully it will be fixed at some point. However, as Thomas announced in the headlines there, there is a free Broadway concert online. I didn't hear about it until a couple of days ago. This is my first chance to tell you about it. It starts at the conclusion of this program at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time today. So if you are interested in hearing this free holiday concert from a number of Broadway entertainers, you can go to BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org.
BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org.
You have to be able to spell, yes, BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org. All one word, no spaces. If you go there and you scroll down a little bit, you'll see on the screen the information for the concert. You can sign up and get a link to it for free. You don't have to have anything special on your computer. You just have to have a computer. So if you can sign up for the ticket, they'll send it to you, and you'll be able to watch this afternoon and listen this afternoon starting at 4 o'clock when our program goes off the air. BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org. The concert is free. There are some ways that you can donate or get enhanced things and stuff like that, and there's probably some swag or something like that, but you can do it for nothing if that's the way you want to do. BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org. How are you, Mr. Romano?
Doing well. Enjoying the rain, batting down the hatches over here over the last few days. I put up all kinds of Christmas decorations and stuff, and I had to make sure that it wasn't going to all short out and cause some sort of a problem. But really enjoying the rain.
I went and saw your friend Vicky got a haircut last week, just under the wire, before the haircuts became against the law again.
you just got in under the wire. How was Vicky?
Vicky was fine. They all said to say hello. They know you as mostly Asian ladies, so they have a little bit of an Asian accent, and it's really quite fun to go there because you're kind of a celebrity there. And when I just mentioned Tom Romano, they don't know who that is. But when you Tom on when you say Tom on the radio, oh, then they know exactly who you are. And so the ladies there, you have a reputation. You've been there. You've been going there for a while.
20 plus years, I do believe. You know, it's kind of interesting. When I first went to Vicky, it was long enough back that long hair for me was somewhat the fashion. Uh-huh. And I always had tried to seek out someone who cut hair that didn't go hog wild with those scissors. Uh-huh. So I would tease them. I would say, you can cut my hair, but don't use scissors. Uh-huh. And they'd look at me funny, you know, and then they finally figured out to just take it easy when you do the cutting. So anyway, over the years, it cut shorter and shorter and shorter. And now if I went back to see Vicky, she'd go, you don't want me to use the scissors, right?
Yeah, well, turn around so that our studio audience there can see you. You've got quite the mullet growing there in the back now. Yeah, that's if you folks could see why, you would see that Tom and Goldilocks have something in common at this point.
Hey, you ought to see Luis. He's got the full-blown thing. It's shaved on the – not shaved, but cut short on the sides.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it looks like – what was it? Danny from, the show out of San Francisco with all the people living together. Bob Saget show.
Okay.
What was that called? Our audience knows what I'm talking about.
Luis, is this true? Are you mulleting on us there in the studio?
Yes, I am, and the show was Full House.
Full House. There you go. Okay. All right. Well, so we haven't seen Luis in a long time. I assume he still looks something like he used to, but we haven't been to the studio since, what, March, I guess?
No, he doesn't look anything at all like what we remember, unless you get a chance to see a photo on Facebook. You must not be friends with anybody.
I see. We best get on with things here, otherwise we're going to run out of time.
All right, Luis, you know what to do. It's time for the Travel Guys News. Top of every Travel Guys radio program, we bring you up to date on the travel news. Here's Mark.
I have got a couple of what I consider really cool stories, especially considering that nobody is traveling. Years ago, Doris Matsui was a guest on this show. She helped create a passenger bill of rights for cruise ship people. A lady in a small town up in the mountains had been assaulted sexually on a ship. She's one of Doris's constituents, and Doris went to bat for her and everyone else on cruise ships, because cruise ships at the time didn't have to report sexual assaults or a lot of crimes that happened on ships. They didn't even have a log of them. So her modest bill created some sort of accountability to cruise ships. When something happened to a passenger on board the ship, they were obligated to create some record keeping that might in some ways help decide what had happened further down the road. It was very modest. It was hard to get enforced. Doris confessed to me a few years ago that, that she had a second bill that would put more teeth into the first one, but that unfortunately, with the Republican Congress, that she didn't see much hope. It was introduced in 2017. Imagine my surprise when I get a press release yesterday that says Congress to mandate doctor on board all cruise ships. And I'm thinking, well, you know what? That was something that Doris's bill had. And I read into the second paragraph and it says, for the first time in 10 years, 10 years ago is when Doris's first bill passed, Congress has placed an act that regulates the cruise industry by placing the Cruise Passenger Protection Act into the defense bill that Congress passed last week. And the Cruise Passenger Protection Act, indeed, was introduced by Doris Matsui in 2017. So I haven't had the opportunity to try to chase Congresswoman Matsui down and talk to her. We will certainly do that during the week this week and try to get her on the show. I suspect she's probably very happy, of course. Now, this is with an asterisk. There's something in that bill that the president really doesn't care for, and he has threatened to veto it. However, the bill passed both houses, this military spending bill for next year, with veto-proof majorities. So if he vetoes it and those votes hold up, this rider, which is in the bill about the passenger protection, would still pass. So we'll just kind of see. It's not the main character here. It's just a tag along, but we'll see what happens. But congratulations to
good
to Doris Matsui for being a hound dog on this. For a decade she's been after this, and this is really something that the cruise lines did not want to see happen. And I don't know how she and whomever else pulled it off in the dead of night, I suspect, but I would love to hear that story. That's how things happen in Washington. Sometimes you have to sneak around and do things that certain lobbyists or a certain industry might not hear about until it's already been published in a certain place, and now it's on the docket and there's nothing they can do to get rid of it. There's a lot of that kind of intrigue and behind the scenes stuff in Washington goes on. All right, second good story. Disney World last week, it was reported, was adding digital masks to ride photos. You know, you take a ride, they take a picture of you, and they sell it to you at the end. Well, right. Some people were taking their mask off. So Disney, in order to look politically correct, was photoshopping masks onto those people before they sold you your photo at the end. Somebody picked up on this and called Disney on it, called them on social media, and our webmaster, Sarah Turner, who, Tom, I believe you know Sarah, and she, when she was posting our radio show description today, she updated me on this story and told me that indeed Disney has stopped adding digital masks to people. So good for folks who called them on that. The deal is you're supposed to leave the mask on during the ride. So Disney didn't want it to look like, didn't want pictures getting out of people being unmasked during rides. So my guess is that Disney now just has to spend a little bit more time making sure that people are wearing those masks, and instead of making it look like that everything was well. So thanks to Sarah for being on the ball for that one.
I'll tell you, Sarah is a Disney child, and if anything happens in the Disney world, she can vet it out for you. And you know, I mean, you wear your mask in line and all the other places in the park, and I can see that happening. They get on a big roller coaster, which there aren't many of at Disneyland, but Splash Mountain or whatever it is, and, you know, to just kind of slip it off there. And people that go to Disney, they go so often, they know where the camera is going to be. So what they'll do is they anticipate that spot, and they will pose. Mm-hmm. They'll do a funny face, you know, and if a group of people together, they'll do something together so that when they have that photo, it's real unique. And so now you got your mask on and you're taking your mask off for the photo, thinking that it's okay and maybe okay with you, but it's not part of the regulations. And anyway, I'm kind of surprised that Disney World would have done that to begin with.
Yep.
But shame on them.
I'm also not surprised that because they're Disney, that they said, excuse me, we blew it, and we'll fix this right now.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So okay. Cleanliness is now travelers. What a surprise. Top priority when selecting hotels and flights, according to a new survey. This is since the pandemic, of course. People, I don't guess that's too much of a surprise that folks are more concerned about hygiene and cleanliness. But you know, every hotel chain, it seems like, Tom, has a, you know, we have the 3-2-1, we have the super duper top specialty, we have the number one on the world, we have the rated highest by consumers in foreign countries, and you don't really know who is. And you know, it comes down to, there's a little place called the Apple Farm in San Luis Obispo, California, and I've always thought that their housekeeping thing policy, which was very simple, their way of letting people know that they cleaned well, was a very simple one. If you drop something on the floor and it rolled under the bed, and you look down under the bed for whatever it was that you had dropped, you would see under there a small tent card, and you would take the small tent card out from under the bed at the Apple Farm, and the tent card would say, yes, we cleaned here also.
There you go.
Pretty much all you needed to know about the cleanliness of that particular property. So it's not surprising that consumers are putting a heavy emphasis on cleanliness. The question is, how do you figure out whose program is really better unless you actually go to the hotel? And of course, nobody's really going to hotels right now, so it'll all remain a mystery. Speaking of mysteries, Canada and Mexico remain mysteries until at least January the 21st of 2021. You cannot go to either place. So for the people who keep sending me notes at in the mailbox at travelguysradio.com asking me to talk about trips to Cabo San Lucas, I will just tell you that I'll talk about them as soon as we can go there. Alaska Airlines announces a new pre-clear program to Hawaii. Hawaii remains slightly a mess. I still recommend that you avoid it for a couple of months while they get their act together, but Alaska now has another way for you to get cleared before you go. Alaska has also announced $129 at-home COVID tests for U.S. travel to avoid quarantine. So if you are flying someplace on Alaska Airlines where there is a quarantine for $129, you can do a test at home. The best part of this is you do not need a prescription for it. So you can get it and do it. You can stuff that thing up your nose yourself and take care of the whole thing. Speaking of COVID, United has banned the couple who flew to Hawaii after testing COVID positive for COVID-19, took their four-year-old, got on a plane, and went to Hawaii. The authorities were waiting for them when they got there, and they will never fly on a United airplane ever again. Whether they will fly on other airlines is to be determined, but United has said those people will never fly on our airplane ever again.
Yeah, well, I think that's appropriate.
Delta has arrested at least two passengers in the last week for refusing to wear a face mask and then giving them a ration of crap on the airplane. Disney Cruise Lines has canceled all of their departures through March, and the U.S. Travel Association is pushing for relief for folks in the travel industry based on one small fact. Unemployment around the country is about 7-8%. Unemployment in the travel industry is about 15%. So that pretty much would tell you just about all that you'd need to know. Really, congratulations to Doris Matsui. I really want to find the backstory on how she got the cruise industry bill through. Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, helped her in some way, but we'll find out the whole story. But congratulations to Doris. Can you imagine? You have to have a doctor on a ship now, and you'll have to have cameras in public areas so that if something happens to somebody, that there will be some kind of record of it. Seems all pretty simple to me, but the cruise lines have been fighting it for 10 years. Congratulations to, if you can't tell, my favorite congresswoman.
Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to maybe having Doris on to talk about it. And it is somewhat amazing that doctors on ships and cameras were not standard procedure. We are the Travel Guys, travelguysradio.com when it's working. Coming up next, our Smarter Traveler segment for you here on the radio. Stick around. Hey there, Mark and Tom, the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Anyway, I wanted to start off by letting you know that website again, since TravelGuysRadio.com isn't working for us today. Right after the program, 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock Pacific, or Eastern rather, you can watch a Christmas concert, all right, online. BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org. BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org. This should be really good. Mark?
Yeah, it should be. It's a bunch of Broadway stars online doing some holiday stuff. And best of all, it's free. They have a couple of charity things you can donate to, but you can catch the whole thing for free. All right, a couple of things to make you a smarter traveler here. If you are a business traveler, remember when people used to actually travel for business? It's been a long time ago, but in the olden days, people would go places to meet other people on business and to have meetings and go to conventions, and maybe someday that will come back. Many times you'd find yourself, I found this often because I'm in the travel business, I would frequently go out and need to scout out a trip or a destination, and it would be much more convenient for it to be a one-way trip. It would be much easier to go from Philadelphia to Pittsburgh and leave the car in Pittsburgh rather than have to drive all the way back to Philadelphia to drop the car and avoid
right,
the two,
one-way
three,
car rentals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the big drop charge that came along with those of several, oftentimes several hundred dollars or even thousands of dollars. So,
really?
Yeah, and a lot of people, these one-way rentals are and it, the thing was, sometimes you could get a really good rate on one. If you found a car rental company, a small independent guy, and he had a car from Louisiana, and he had to get it back there, and you wanted to rent a car to New Orleans, why, then you were a godsend. You were exactly the guy he was looking for. But it was very spotty. You never knew what the rates were going to be. Some of the one-way rates kind of expensive. So this is called Mirror Trip. It's only operating over in Canada so far, but they intend to bring it to the United States. It's called Mirror Trip, and it's for one-way car rentals. So if you're the kind of person who does one-way car rentals, just maybe make a note, Mirror Trip. They have a website right now, and it's working between a few cities in Canada. But basically, they're going to match you with somebody who's going the opposite direction. So you're going to take a car one way from San Francisco to Los Angeles, and they've got somebody who will bring it Los Angeles to San Francisco, so there are no fees that way. Second item I had here, and there is a link to that, but of course our website's down today. But anyways, we'll mention it again. What to do when your seatmate won't wear a face mask? This came up on a couple of different websites last week, and I thought it was kind of interesting, and I don't have much time here, so I'll make it fairly quick. Your seatmate won't wear a mask on an airplane, or they won't wear one properly on an airplane. They've only got it over their mouth, and you're not comfortable, and you don't want to create a conflict. First thing to do is politely ask them, without rancor, would you please wear your mask properly? If that doesn't work, abandon talking to them, hit the call button, ask the flight attendant properly if you can be reseated. That's the way that's the etiquette for handling that. If it can't be handled, then you can ask to get off the plane, to be put on another flight, whatever. But getting into an argument with the person next to you is not going to help. Ask them once. It's the flight attendant's job to master that. So ask the flight attendant to take care of it for you. There's a couple of other tips here I don't have time for, but I'll save them for the future. But try to avoid a conflict with the person that you have to sit next to for several hours by enlisting the assistance of the airline personnel. It's their job.
All right. Coming up after the break, Al Petrelli joins us from TSO. Talk about their upcoming online concert scheduled for December 18th. That's next after the news here on the Travel Guys. Hey there, it's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the not-so-much traveling guys. But we've got a lot of entertainment to talk about, as always. Thanks for joining us. And with me again is Mr. Al Petrelli, music director, lead guitar, and main event with the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Big show coming up on December the 18th. Streaming, we wanted to take a moment and make sure everybody knew all about this. Al, welcome back to the Travel Guys.
Thanks for having me, my brother. I hope everybody is healthy and safe.
First of all, before we started, I mentioned that when we visited last time, we did not talk about where the staging for the stream event is going to take place. So tell us about it.
Well, we've been down just outside of Nashville, Tennessee for the last couple of weeks. There's a facility down there that, you know, not only could accommodate the size of the band and the size of the production, which, by the way, is ridiculously over the top as usual, but also could accommodate the fact that we have to keep away from each other, you know. We got COVID compliance officers everywhere. We're being tested twice a day. You know, so in the great state of Tennessee, we're going to stream out this incredible rock and roll show to everybody.
As we mentioned, this is a live stream event, and it's truly live, is it not, Al?
Band is playing live, brother. You know, I mean, like, you know, when they say, Al, go, I look at the band, you know, I'm going to look at them and say, hey, most important show we've ever done. Let's make it the best show we've ever done. You know, no overdubs, no craziness, just like, this is it. Listen, they got me singing on a song. So, my apologies in advance. So I'm going to do my best not to mess it up.
A live stream TSO performing all new staging for their beloved Christmas Eve and Other Stories rock opera. It should be spectacular. Now, if you go to TravelGuysRadio.com, we got a link to the TSO website. There you can get your tickets, $30 for the show. If you want to spend a couple bucks extra, you can get yourself Christmas ornaments. You can get all kinds of swag. Yeah, and mm-hmm. I imagine those TSO face masks are probably just about sold out.
Oh, God, please. I want that to be like a one-off commemorative thing so bad I never want to see those masks again, you know? You know, for the right reasons, man. I just want this whole thing in the rearview mirror enough already, and let's hope to God that science and medicine is nailing what they need to do, and you know, we're never going to look back on this year and laugh, but at least we can look back on it and say, oh, God, I'm glad that's in the rearview mirror. You guys just stay safe, much love always, and next year we do this up close and personal, all right? 25th anniversary next year. Let's talk about a reunion.
Outstanding. Love it. All right, that's it for now. Al Petrelli, TSO, live stream Friday. Again, go to TravelGuysRadio.com for a link to how to get tickets. Well, there you go. Can't beat that. By the way, you can't go to TravelGuysRadio.com.
No, you can't.
I haven't checked to see. Did you?
No,
check
it's still not
whether...
up yet. Still not up.
Okay. Go to TransSiberianOrchestra.com.
Yeah.
Or
exactly.
Better yet, TSO.com will get you there. That's a lot easier.
Yeah, KVIE has a package. If you want to support public television, you can go there. They have a different type of package for you, too. I'm sure if you go to KVIE.org, you can try and enter the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. You can get it there. But cool. It's going to be a great concert. I am going to watch it online. I've had a hard time getting out to see the concert myself. So I think this online thing opens it up to a whole bunch of people who, for whatever reason, might not be able to get to an arena, could live in a small town where there's no place close that they get to, or they live in Sacramento and they just, you know, they're not going to go down late at night to an arena after dark and park and all that kind of stuff. So it's a great opportunity to see a great show at a really fair price. I mean, $30, heck, that would barely cover a couple beers and a popcorn at the concert live at the arena.
Yeah, you got that right. Al mentioned that he's going to do vocals on a song. I've been to many, many TSO shows, and Al, he's the music director. He's the slashing, rocking lead guitar guy, you know, and keeps it all together. But I've never seen him step up to the microphone even for a background vocal, because they have stellar vocalists, several of them. I mean, they have a cast of characters. There's probably 15 vocalists in the group. This isn't like a four-piece rock band. This is a real show. So anyway, I'm looking forward to hear what Al has to bring.
Coming up next week, Chris Elliott. We had him on last week. This is a two-part interview. This is the second part of an interview we ran the first part of last week. Chris had opined about people staying home for the holidays and how, you know, really this was no time to be traveling. And it got some really interesting reactions. So here's the second part of our Chris Elliott interview from last week. Chris, you talked about just before Thanksgiving about, for God's sake, people stay home. And was it really ethical for people to be promoting folks to travel during the holiday season when the CDC, among a lot of other people, were saying to please just stay home? I mean, we're being told in some cases, don't go over to grandma's house, even if she lives across town.
Right. I wrote an article in USA Today that basically just asked the question, is it ethical to promote travel right now during the second wave of the pandemic? And I mentioned travel agents and travel advisors who were actively promoting, you know, weekend getaways to Mexico, things like that. The travel agents just lost it. I mean, the major travel agency organization, the American Society of Travel Advisors, issued a lengthy statement denouncing my article. I was getting hate mail, you know, 10 emails a minute at some times from angry travel agents, angry travel advisors saying, how dare you, you know, what? How can you say a thing like that when we've suffered so much? Well, and my point in asking the question was not to damage any travel companies or travel advisors. I actually love travel advisors. I think a good one can really help you have a much better trip. It was just to keep people safe. And if you've got a company sending you, you know, emails that promote a trip coming up during a time when the CDC is telling you to not travel, then I think that might be an ethical problem, is that you're sending your clients into harm's way. And that was the only reason that I wrote that. So the bottom line, though, is we had a really interesting discussion, and a lot of travel advisors said, you're right, I would never send anyone to Mexico right now because of this second wave. I would never go against the CDC travel advisory. And others said, nope, this is an economic thing. I have a business to run, And it is your choice as my client whether you should travel or not. All I'm going to do is try to sell you a vacation. So really interesting advice. The bottom line for us, though, as consumers, is that you can, if you look at the discussion, you can actually find a travel advisor who will do what you want and give you good advice. So if you believe that it should be your right to travel whenever you want to, go look at the comment section of those posts, and you'll find people there who say, you know, it's a personal choice. And I would say go do business with them, because they're going to sell you a trip to wherever you want to go, whenever you want to go, and vice versa too. If you are concerned about your safety and you want a travel advisor who is going to steer you in the right direction and make sure that you are safe, you'll find someone there in the comments as well.
There you go. It is a little questionable right now, folks who are suggesting that people suggesting trips to Cabo San Lucas, when the last time I checked, U.S. citizens were not welcome in Mexico or Canada or a lot of other places. Folks, for the Christmas and New Year's holidays, I mean, we're lucky, I guess. We live in California. Until recently, this hasn't been as big of a problem for us, but it is a big problem now. As someone who works in the travel industry and knows a lot of people who work in the medical industry, please stay home, because we're going to run out of the ability to take care of people. And vaccines, help is on the way. I mean, literally help is on the way. So for all of us who have stayed hunkered down for the last 9 months, if we stay hunkered down for a few more, then we might come out of this on the other side. We might all be able to travel together next Thanksgiving. I will remind people again, if you have a consumer issue with travel or any other consumer product issue, you can go to Elliott, 2Ls and 2Ts.org. And there you can find all kinds of ways to folks who can help you. You can help who can teach you to help yourself and try to resolve your consumer issue, whether it's with travel or anything else. And you can even leave a message for the exalted leader, Mr. Elliott, and he'll get right back to you. Thank you for your time again, my friend.
Well, there you go. I think a perspective from a travel advisor, our resident travel advisor, Gwen Duncan. She will join us next, and we'll get her take on this. Is it ethical to encourage people to be traveling during the pandemic? That's next here on The Travel Guys.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Oh, Luis, you demand. Well, all right, we are the Travel and Entertainment Guys, Mark and Tom, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Our resident travel advisor, Gwen Duncan. Boy, Gwen Duncan, and I haven't been drinking at all yet. Gwen Duncan joins us. Gwen, how you doing? You know, I saw a few emails. Mark and I have been trying to keep an eye on you there. I know you had some vision issues. How's things working out for you?
Oh, about 2 weeks ago, I got my vision back in my right eye. I was so depressed for about 6 weeks. I couldn't see out of my right eye, and it was just so depressing. But it's all better now. Let's be lively about this.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Oh, so good to hear. Well, did you hear the little bit of the Chris Elliott interview where he was talking about, people promoting travel? And you hear it, you see it all over the place. What is your feelings from the standpoint of a travel advisor? Do you think it's ethical during a time when people are saying, you know, they're getting advice to not travel? We have a hospital and ICU capacities are reaching their maximum. What are your thoughts?
I tell you, that's the most difficult thing right now is why market? I know that sounds awful, but we were doing marketing at first when we heard that my agency, that is, when we were figuring that they were going to be able to have cruising, because we sold a lot of cruises, by the fall of this year. And so the people who had lost their bookings from early in the year, we had postponed their travel to the fall. So we go through and we set their bookings only to have it canceled and then rebooked for the spring, and then only to have that canceled And so now people are just saying, forget it, just give me my money back. It's just been really hard because it's ever changing. Every day it's changing. And it doesn't seem right to encourage somebody, get their hopes up, only to have their money held up for almost a year, or maybe even longer. I don't think it's terribly ethical. Most of my people are wanting to do land trips right now, and they're doing cruising maybe in 2022. But it's been really tough to try to promote something when, like, I promoted a trip to Hawaii for one of my clients. It turns out that they wanted to go to Kauai, and then when we were doing the air reservations, Kauai closed their doors. You know, I mean, they just said, Kauai says nobody can come in. And so here you get people all jazzed up, and then finally I decided I'm going to have the people really think about and plan ahead for their travel somewhere in the latter part of 2021, 2022. Now with the vaccine coming out, I think that that's going to make some differences. Some vendors will require vaccine, I'm sure.
Gwen, you kind of, I think, answered my first question about what are travelers saying. Are they calling and dreaming? Are they just hibernating and waiting? I mean, you sell independent travel.
Yes.
Are folks signing up for new things right now, or are you mostly just dealing with customers who have money on the books and they're trying to execute something that was canceled in the past?
Well, that's what we were doing this last 6 months. 7 months has been dealing with people who had booked and rebooked and then canceled and then rebooked. But now people are, they're starting to feel closed in, and they're looking forward to traveling, but they're looking at 2022. In the immediate, some people are doing some driving vacations, but even right now, as you know from the news, going from California to Nevada, my sister wanted to come to California to visit some people, and if she did that, she'd have to quarantine for 14 days. And so she had to cancel her air and all of her Christmas vacation, and even if she drove, because she's a resident in Nevada. So it's just really hard to not think. You've got to think far out right now. You just have to, because it's ever-changing, you know.
Let me ask you, Gwen, do you have very many business travel clients at your agency?
No, I knew you were going to ask that. No, the clients that I did have it were involved with conventions and stuff. Well, you know what's happening with conventions.
And, right.
Those are all just kind of dead. And a lot of businesses, not only are they doing virtual thing, you know, virtual conferences, most of my affiliate organization, like consortiums and stuff, everything is virtual. And I think they're going to find that that saves them a lot of money. And I think it's something that we can look for as being a predominant part of business travel in the future.
I think so. But I think what folks are also going to find is that there is a part of doing business. Now, maybe this will change over time, but traditionally there's been a part of doing business that a lot of us are more comfortable when we can shake the person's hand.
Absolutely.
And see them in person.
Absolutely.
And
it's the gauge their business.
Gauge their body language and you know, are you paying attention to me, and all of those sorts of things in the type of product that we sell is particularly important. I would think it would be important if you were selling widgets, but
yeah,
in the
yeah.
travel business,
it is a relationship business, Mark.
Yeah.
And I mean, for me, my relationship is with vendors and their vendor reps, mm-hmm. as well as my clients.
But
and you can't have a relationship just with emails and every once in a while doing a Zoom meeting. You just can't.
Well, and I think that's what we're hearing from other people in the business world now, that this has been going on for the better part of a year. Sure, if I made three trips to a board meeting, went three times a year into different parts of the country, and it was a three-day trip, you know what this has taught me is that we might only need to meet in person once or twice a year. That
right.
for one of those meetings, we could probably do it on the computer, and it would be 80 to 90% as effective. It would save a lot of time. The trade-off would be worth it. But I'm really just thinking that folks who are saying business travel is going to completely go away, I don't think it's going to completely go away.
But yeah. I think, like you, that vendors are and associations and other business entities, they're recognizing their bottom line, and you know that you can save a lot of money doing a Zoom meeting than to have a bunch of people congregate down in Las Vegas or someplace. But we've got to look also at the destinations and the effect that we've got on the destinations as a traveler, whether it's business or leisure. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so sorry for all these businesses that have relied, the hotels, the airports, the taxis, I don't care what it is. These people have just absolutely been devastated. And all of us have to work together to help promote each other, you know. And in travel, we can do so much. Like Alaska, I was doing some research on Alaska, and Skagway is just about dead. 14 months of no income, basically, has been devastating for that destination.
Well, especially for seasonal destinations, you're right. Yeah. They went through a winter, then missed their summer. Now they get another winter. And there's not going to be an opportunity to make money. I really hope. I hope this doesn't sound like whining to people because I'm in the travel industry. But the travel industry and its many associated tentacles, I mean, everything from busboys to bellmen to bus drivers to everybody who have, you know, no income or whose unemployment is about to run out, it really would make a difference if our leaders in Washington could come to some kind of compromise. Gwen, before we go, any personal travel plan for you?
Actually, yes. In June, I plan on doing a land-based trip in Napa. I'm looking forward to that. And then in August, I am planning on doing a smooth jazz riverboat in Europe. So let's see if that stuff happens.
We'll see.
Good for you.
We'll see.
You know,
Gwen, glad... Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, let me just jump in here because you guys are both travel experts. The other day I asked Mark, Gwen, you know, we got this travel show, and should we even be doing this? Who's interested? Nobody's traveling. And Mark said that people that love to travel, part of it is the dreaming, is the planning, is the anticipation that goes before the trip itself. Are you one of those people, too?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, most people are. They get something in their mind of a fantasy or a dream. Like, dream is the best word for it, because that's what we're supposed to be as dream makers, you know, as travel agents. But people, especially now, they've been cooped up, and they've had so many restrictions and stuff. They just want to feel a little bit free, and going and getting in an ocean or something like that is something that they are literally dreaming about. And we've got to help make that happen. But we've got to work within these guidelines. And I hope to God everything works for everyone to be able to fulfill their dreams in the near future.
Gwen, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate your point of view. Glad you could see better. We will talk to you again soon. I want to remind people before we take off here this afternoon is that there is a concert, a free concert online from New York City featuring a lot of Broadway performers. It starts right after the show concludes at 7 o'clock Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific. You can go to BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org and get a ticket to it. You can also make a donation if you wish, but you want to see it for free. BroadwayInspirationalVoices.org. It starts right after the conclusion of this program. And other than dance like everybody's watching, that's about all I got, Mr. Thomas.
Well, there we go. Look, we're planning on something special as we near Christmas. So if you're a regular listener, be sure to be tuned in to the Travel Guys for the next couple of Sundays and invite your friends to come join you, too, and see what Mark and Tom have up their sleeve. In the meantime, everybody, you have a great week, okay? Stay well, my friends. We'll see you next week on the Travel Guys.